onset of exchanges of fire along the Blue Line on October 8th of last year, the situation in South Lebanon has undergone drastic changes. Widespread destruction, deaths, injuries, and large-scale displacement of the population. Adding to these transformations is the imminent threat posed by unexploded shells, mortars, rockets, and other types of bombs scattered across South Lebanon due to the ongoing violence, which has persisted for more than 10 months. UNIFIL spokesperson Andrea Tinenti provides further details.
With a huge number of projectiles that have crossed the Blue Line from both directions since October the 8th, it's clear that there is a great number of ordnances or weapons that have landed in South Lebanon, but failed to explode on impact. These include anything from rockets to mortar shells, artillery shells, and even bullets. And they do present a real danger to residents, peacekeepers, and even flocks of animals who may be grazing nearby. All of this is in addition to the already existing minefields from previous conflicts that peacekeepers have been working over the years to clear to help protect both peacekeepers and local residents. There will be much more work to do, but we cannot even assess the number of unexploded weapons we will have to clear because it is too dangerous to be in the field to look for them or to find them. So it's a very difficult situation and will be a challenge for both UNIFIL and the Lebanese Armed Forces when the situation becomes safe enough to deal with them.
For that reason, and to be prepared for when the exchanges of fire will stop, a joint training between UNIFIL and the Lebanese Armed Forces was conducted recently on how to deal with unexploded ordnances. The goal of the training is to train the Lebanese Armed Forces personnel and UNIFIL peacekeepers on how to deal with such extremely dangerous weaponry that they might encounter as they do patrols and other operational activities in South Lebanon.
Is the water bottle here?
The explode
here?
Are you there?
Warrant Officer Ricardo Monreal from the UNIFIL Spanish Battalion, which hosted the training at its headquarters, said the course provided them with knowledge and skills on what to do if they encounter unexploded weapons.
Since 8 October, we can find more ammunition in the terrain because there are shooting of the both sides, and we can find rockets, projectiles, and different kinds of ammunition. We are doing this training because outside of the bases we can find some ammunition that don't explode, and there are minefields, and it's dangerous for the people that is living in Lebanon and for the forces of the UNIFIL that is patrolling.
The four-day training course covered both theoretical and practical aspects of identifying mines, submunitions, guided missiles, and other projectiles. It also included incident management procedures for locating or responding to explosive devices, techniques for safely exiting mined areas, and the use of mine detectors, among other topics. Lieutenant Colonel Parasha from UNIFIL's Nepalese Battalion participated in this training alongside the Lebanese Armed Forces personnel.
So this training is important as per the UN mandate to develop the capacity building of Lebanese Armed Force. This training helps to enhance the operational capabilities between the UNIFIL units and with the Lebanese Armed Force.
UNIFIL's Indonesian battalion also joined the training. Captain Yudo Tarigan tells us more.
In this training, we can get ourselves educated, more information, so we can be more aware of the unexplosive things, so we can be safe and then keep our peacekeepers' safety while we are doing patrols.
All different kinds of projectiles and other unexploded weapons remain a serious threat to residents of South Lebanon, who have suffered the exchanges of fire for more than 10 months now. Clearing the heavily contaminated land in this area will require extensive effort and many years. When inshallah the firing stops, substantial efforts have to be made to restore South Lebanon to a safe living and working environment for the local community, the Lebanese Armed Forces, and UNIFIL peacekeepers.